Mr. Lightkirk, are we ready to proceed?
I believe so. The clerkies are here, and is all the opposition that was going to come? I think everybody's here.
Okay, next item on the agenda, item five, John Clerkey. Item. Sir. Item 10-0150, Mr. Lightkirk.
Clerkies are requesting authorization to construct a 29-foot wide by 59-foot long open-sided boathouse near the channelward end of their existing private non-commercial open-pile pier along Queens Creek in Matthews County. The project is protested by several nearby property owners. Red Circle is the locates the Clerkey property. It's situated along the northern shore of Queens Creek. In the Halliford area of Matthews County. For reference, this is Queens Creek, Piankatank River out here, Gwynn's Island, Milford Haven. This is a NOAA chart. Again, the red marks the approximate location of the existing pier. You'll note relatively deep water depths within Queens Creek and the core project channel located at the mouth of the creek, recently dredged. This is a 2009 era photograph. The Clerkey's property is here. This is their existing pier. A little bit closer view of that same aerial. Their existing pier extends approximately 80 feet channelward of mean high water. And development along this shoreline is primarily residential, and there are other open-sided and enclosed boathouses in the immediate vicinity. This is the plan view drawing that was provided with the application. Again, they're proposing to construct a 59-foot by 29-foot open-sided boathouse. There's a 5-foot wide finger pier proposed around the perimeter and two uncovered boat lifts. Got a little bit closer view of that drawing. The yellow is the finger pier around the perimeter. Interior will be covered with an open-sided boathouse. And the boat lifts are the kind of violet color there. The pier is existing. With the additions, the pier would extend approximately 109 feet channelward of mean high water. It's the cross-sectional drawing. Again, I've got a closer view of that. The peak of the proposed roof is 19 feet above the elevation of mean high water. The boathouse is designed to provide shelter for a 53-foot trawler. Which has yet to be purchased. The clearance at the eaves is approximately 15 feet above mean high water. This is an aerial on which I've attempted to scale the approximate size of the proposed boathouse in blue. The project is protested by seven property owners along Queens Creek in the vicinity of the project. Their concerns include adverse impacts on aesthetics and navigation. Some of those opposed to the project specifically believe the structure will adversely affect navigation into the small tributary located here. And I believe all of the protestants are located along this side of the of Queens Creek, but they are along this little tributary and out here. It's a ground shot of the existing pier. Boathouse would be located out in this area, in that orientation. A little closer view. The project does not encroach on any public or privately leased oyster planting ground. No state agencies have commented on the boathouse portion of the project. This is a shot from the end of the pier looking east towards the mouth of the creek. This is the Queens Creek Marina, located back here. Ground shot looking generally west towards a nearby enclosed boathouse. The owner of that property is objecting to the project. This particular boathouse is quite large. However, staff does not believe it will have a significant impact on navigation. If approved as proposed, there would still be a clearance of approximately 170 feet between the proposed boathouse and this closest boathouse across the waterway, and according to the depth charts, it appears to be relatively deep. We believe the open-sided boathouse would only minimally add to the visual obstruction that would be present if the large vessel were moored at the end of the pier. I'm panning towards the northeast at the mouth of the small adjacent tributary. Those folks are also opposed to it, as are several of the property owners further up the creek. In 1998, the General Assembly amended Section 28.2-1203A5 of the Code of Virginia to provide statutory authorization for the construction of open-sided boathouses measuring 700 square feet or less and designed to cover a single boat at a private non-commercial pier, provided the boathouse was not objected to by the adjoining property owners and was allowed by local ordinance. Although neither adjoining property owner objected to this project, VMRC authorization is still required because the proposed boathouse is significantly larger than 700 square feet. It measured, in fact, approximately 1,711 square feet. Since the permit was required, we did advertise it, and that's when we received the objections from those across the creek. Since no maximum size limit for boathouses has been established, projects are reviewed on a case-by-case basis. In instances where an applicant presents sufficient rationale for a large open-sided boathouse and where the waterway appears to support the large boathouse and the associated vessel without significantly affecting other uses of the waterway, we often recommend approval of such structures. We generally strive to assure the boathouse is no larger than that reasonably necessary for the stated vessel, but believe that an open-sided design only minimally adds to any visual obstruction over that presented by the boat moored under the boathouse roof. Localities have the ability to regulate boathouses through their zoning ordinances, and we believe they are better positioned to evaluate aesthetic impacts of such structures. We believe the proposed boathouse is reasonably sized for the vessel Mr. Clokey states he intends to purchase. We also understand his desire to secure approval for the boathouse prior to purchasing the vessel. We believe, however, that it would be appropriate to have some assurance from the Clokeys that they have actually purchased the stated vessel or a similarly sized vessel prior to construction of the boathouse. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after considering all of the factors contained in Section 28.2-1205A of the Code of Virginia, we recommend approval of the project conditioned on the receipt of a bill of sale or other appropriate documentation from the Clokeys verifying their purchase of the vessel stipulated in the application or another similarly sized vessel. Be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for Mr. Melker or members of the commission? Mr. Fox.
Whose boathouse is that one, and how large is that?
I believe that is the Christie's. Is that correct? Of course, I scaled that earlier, and I believe it's about 22 by 40.
Okay, so the proposed...
Smaller, about 850 square feet.
Okay, so the proposed boathouse would be significantly larger.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Further questions? Put the aerial back up that shows the overview.
That's okay.
Okay, any other questions? Is the applicant present or represented?
Yes, sir.
Would you come forward, please, sir?
My name is John Clokey.
I'm going to meet you up here at the podium so we get it all on record, please, sir.
Okay.
You raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. You state your name for the record, please.
My name is John G. Clokey. I'm the owner of the property and on Queens Creek. I think all the facts have been fairly presented by Mr. Newkirk. And my only statement for the commission is that this is a retirement home I purchased about a year and a half or two ago. property was horrible condition. I spent $1.5 million. I vowed I would never buy a Grand Banks unless I had it in my front yard, which is why I've asked for this boathouse. There is a marina I've investigated on Queens Creek. It's poorly managed. It is not a place that I would want to keep that boat. I've made a number of inquiries already to purchase a Grand Banks trawler, but it's conditional upon approval of the boathouse, and I'm perfectly willing to accept the conditions that have been presented to the commission. That's really all I have to say.
Any questions for Mr. Clokey? Thank you, Mr. Clokey.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Is anyone here in support of the project that wishes to be heard? Is there anyone here in opposition to the project that wishes to be heard? Okay. We'll take them in order. Why don't everyone that's in opposition please come take a seat on the front row, and I'll take you in order as we go. And if you would, remain standing until I swear you in. I'll swear everybody in at the same time. Would you raise your right hand? Solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth. Would you raise your right hand? Yes. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self, you God.
I do.
Thank you. Sir, since you're there, and it's easier for me, you proceed first. Good morning.
My name is William A. Leitner. I've been coming in. I live probably 500 yards up the little creek, okay, on the left-hand side. I've been coming in and out of the creek for the past 10 years. My concern is that the deep water is on that side. And I know this is an extremely large boathouse. I don't know how it's going to affect, because it's going to push us over to the shallow water. So that's my concern about it.
Okay.
It's a strange large building. And I know other people have different reasons, but my reason mainly is because it's going to push us to the west, and the east is the deep water.
Dumb question. I presume you own a boat?
Yes, sir. 22-foot boat.
22-foot boat. What's the draft on it?
I would imagine 2.5 foot, 3 foot, something like that. Okay. 2.5 foot.
On low water, where that proposed boathouse is to be, what's the water depth, would you say?
Usually when I come by that, it's about 5 foot. And it's about 5 foot, I guess. Maybe more than that. I know that that's my aim coming in, is that pier, because that's where the deep water is at.
Right.
That's my concern.
Questions for Mr. Leitner? Mr. Pankard.
So to make it clear, the deep water is exactly where the boathouse will be, or is
I haven't sounded or anything, you know, if it's out there, but normally that's basically where the channel comes is by that pier. And,
Further questions?
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Leitner. Yes, ma'am.
I'm Jesse Christie, and I have that boathouse.
Okay.
Over there. My concern is not with the boat. It's a wonderful boat. My concern is with the incoming channel into Queens Creek. We fortunately have been able to have it dredged about every 12 years. I've lived on the creek for 24 years now. But when we had it dredged this last time, it had to be by special funding. And the understanding of the Queens Creek Association is that there were no funds in the future for dredging that channel. We used to have a 36-foot Trojan. We drew 35 inches. And after the channel is dredged, and this is not here, this is a natural channel. Mm-hmm. But as you go out of Queens Creek, there's a dog leg to the left. And after 2 or 3 years, you had to be careful which side of the channel you were on. We were bumping, except at high tide. The spoils are deposited on either side of the creek, which one side is fairly protected, but the other side, it immediately starts silting in, which it was dredged this winter, so we probably have a little bit of silting in even now. So when you have this beautiful, beautiful boat, and you're going out of a creek, and you know a Grand Banks is a beautiful boat, you really have to be careful that you don't damage it. And I don't know how long he will be able to berth it here. I would say 5 or 6 years. So I think that there would be some careful consideration. Again, I don't object to the boat.
Okay. What I guess the question I've got is, it sounds to me like the objections that you have raised are based on independent decisions that Mr. Clokey would be making as far as whether the boat's appropriate or not. Do you have any specific, did I miss something?
My objections are based on the future navigation of the channel.
Okay.
And my boathouse was originally built in the 60s.
Okay. Thank you. See if anybody has any questions. Anybody have any questions for Ms. Christie? Mr. Schick.
What is the draft coming into your boathouse?
My boathouse has 4 feet of water at mean low tide.
4 feet. Okay.
Further questions? Thank you, Ms. Christie. Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
My name is Bernadette Layden, and I do live up that creek, and I'm here on behalf of myself and my husband, as well as Mrs. James Hudson, who also sent a letter in but was unable to be here today.
Let me ask you a question. Is your husband's name Robert Layden?
Robert Layden, yes.
I just got a message that he had called. Are you in a position to give the testimony that he would give?
Yes, I am.
Okay, because I know a Bobby Layden who's a friend of mine, but I don't know if this is the same.
That could be.
From Smithfield?
Yes, it is.
Okay, proceed. I just want to make sure.
Please don't hold that again.
Not at all. No.
I'm also here on behalf of Mrs. James Hudson, who moors her boat at the end of that creek. Actually, she and her husband put 2 boats at the end of that creek. I'm here for a number of reasons. Number one, I'd first like to counter Mr. Clokey's comment about the marina that he's checked out on Queens Creek. We keep our J30 sailboat at the Narrows Marina. Visually, yeah, it may not be the prettiest marina, but it does have deep water, it is fabulous, and it is very, very safe. They've been through some tough times, they've got hit by some hurricanes, haven't been able to rebuild things quite as pretty, but deep water, completely safe, has all the amenities he might possibly need down there. With respect, my concern is navigation. We've read through the application in its entirety, and the measurements that were taken in that application were taken into the main portion of the Queens Creek Channel, not into the tributary. James and Tuggy Hudson, their boats are, what is Tuggy, what is James's boat drawn?
It's
like a 28-foot?
Parka boat. It's a 22-foot, 25-foot parka. I don't know.
2 and a half feet.
They live down at the
you
back.
You need to put that on the record. I can't.
About 25 feet. 25-foot Parker. And
okay.
Then she has a, what's Tuggy have?
Rooney.
What does Tuggy have? What's her boat?
We're getting into hearsay, so let's.
Our concern is navigation. We are very concerned about no wake zones. When we come into the creek, it's about 4 feet right there at the head, right where the tributary comes out. When we come back, when we come out of the creek and when we come into the creek, we are very sensitive to Miss Jessie's property. We will be very sensitive to Mr. Clokey's property. And having to skirt around those boathouses to get to the deep water is of concern to us. In the letter of rebuttal that we had sent, we had asked that the Clokeys move their boathouse further east. We understand he wants a boathouse. We understand he wants to protect his boat. But if he could move that further east on his dock, or put a leg on his dock that would take him more into the main portion of that deep channel, that's another possibility. But right now, he is impeding navigation for the people that do live up that creek, up that tributary.
Okay. Any questions of Ms. Layden? Thank you, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
I'm Sharon Leary, and I live also up in that creek. We have a 25-foot parker, and I think it draws 2 and a half feet. Our concern is also navigation. When we come up this creek, there are no markings past a certain point. Our markings are looking straight ahead here, and shall we head into that and then go up into the creek? And it's very shallow on the east side of this creek, so we have to turn very carefully along the western side of this photograph here. And that's our main concern. We also wish that he would put a leg on his pier or move it further to the, I guess that's the east. Because we, in our opinion, he's impeding navigation to get around that and blocking the view to get to any markings. So that's our main concern, is navigation around the pier.
Any questions? Mr. Tiger.
Ms. Leary, let me make sure. So you're saying the natural channel sort of tends a little bit more towards the east, the area that he
yes.
has his boat
yes.
house, or proposed boat house.
Yes.
Question, Mr. Fox.
Well, how much water is right in here?
I would say probably 4 or 5.
At low, it's about 4 feet.
About 4 feet, minimum.
And the width from the proposed boathouse to this boathouse is how much?
175 feet.
Further questions? Thank you, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Last but certainly not least.
Certainly not least.
No, ma'am.
I don't have a boat. My name is Rosemary Eaton. I live
here. Right there.
Right where, ma'am? I'm sorry. You,
well, in this house.
Okay.
In this house.
Right there.
Right gotcha. There. And you can see my point. My point is only aesthetics. I do not have a boat, as I said, and we only have a Sea-Doo that my grandchildren use, so and a very teeny sailboat. My problem is my property, I don't think, is going to go down in value. My view is going to be obstructed immensely, seriously impacted by this boathouse, which 19 feet tall is almost like staring at a two-story building. Besides the width and size of it, every back window of my house points at that pier. My view becomes in between those two boathouses. That is my only objection. As I said, I do not have a boat, so I can't argue the navigational aspect of it. But my view is severely impeded by this huge boathouse. If they said that the ideal was 700 or the feet, square feet, and he's doing a 1,700, that's pretty huge in my estimation, and that will impede my view immensely and devalue my property. Thank you very much.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Yes.
Question for you.
Sure.
Does the Christie's boathouse impede your view?
Because it's to the right of me, it's like...
Off to the periphery?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Further questions? Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Is anyone else here in opposition to the project? Mr. Clucky, you got a couple minutes to rebut if you would like to. If you don't want to, that's fine.
I'll be fine.
That's fine. Thank you. The matter's before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a follow-up question for staff, if we could just get some clarification. Looking back through the narrative, it appears that there's a distance between the two boathouses of about 170 feet.
Yes.
That would provide for a fairway for navigation. What is the depth approximately of the proposed...
We don't have soundings across there, but according to the NOAA chart, it was showing 4 and 5 feet in there. Mr. Clokey's application shows 4 feet at his at the end of the proposed dock, according to cross-sectional drawing. I can go back to the navigation chart. That might give you some indication. They're showing 6 out here. As you get a little bit closer, I'm sure it narrows down.
Further
yes.
MLW. Dr. McConaughey. Excuse me. Dr. McConaughey.
Yeah. 19 feet, but didn't you say that was from mean low water?
That was from high water to the peak of the boathouse. To the eaves, the clearance for the boat itself is 15 feet above mean high water.
Okay.
Which is really pretty tight for the boat. He's
So it would be less than that for the height of the dock. So.
Yes. Further questions? Mr. Fox?
Do you know how tall the Christie's boathouse is?
I did not measure it. To give you a quick estimate looking back at it. But it would be just that. Assuming that doorway, is it about 8 feet? So I would guess 10 or 11 to the eaves above the deck level. So probably 13 or 14 above mean high water.
Further questions? Chip, can you go back to that aerial again? I have one question.
Sure.
One last question.
Oops.
That right there. From the shadow, it appears that the Clokies have placed their boathouse just right on the very edge of where it shallows up.
That's what it appears from the aerial. We look at a lot of these, and it's even clearer on the screen I'm looking at as that this area here appears to be, somewhat shoal, and the boathouse is just on the outer side of it.
Further questions? Thank you.
Move to adopt staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Holland to adopt staff recommendation. Is there a second to the motion?
Yeah, I'd like to second the motion, considering that there is over 170 feet between the two, and the depths, by testimony, it showed between 4 and 5 feet. The navigation issue shouldn't present any problems.
Further discussion? Mr. Fox, then Mr. Robbins.
Mr. Pokey just docks his boat at the end of the pier. Without a boathouse, he's going to obstruct the views almost as much with the boat as with the boathouse. I don't think the incremental difference would be a great deal. And we certainly can't prohibit him from docking his boat as opposed to in front of on his pier.
Sure. Mr. Robbins?
Well, I was going to suggest that the depths appear to be relatively similar between these two boathouses, and so given the fact that there's still 170-foot fairway between the two, I think that preserves an adequate channel for navigation. And so I don't think it's going to bear significantly on the navigation, and the open-sided nature of the construction will minimize the impacts on the view shed. So I think what's critical here is the fact that is the scale of the project relative to the size of the boat that's being purchased, and I think that's within reason relative to the boat that's going in there. So, I appreciate the concerns that have been raised about navigation, but I think there's still a significant fairway there, and there doesn't appear to be a significant difference in the depth. So I'll support the motion.
And I would also note that the staff recommendation, it includes provision that the boat has not been approved until Mr. Clokey has entered into a contract to purchase the boat.
That would be part of the permit conditions.
Right.
Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much.